Blog Talk Radio.
This is your time with Josie. We'll have a blast every Friday right here. I'll make it memorable for listeners all ages. So glad you joined me today.
Hey everyone, it's Josie from Your Time with Josie. Thanks everyone so much for coming. I see a great list of people who are in the chat rooms right now. Super excited for our upcoming guests. As you guys know, it's Friday the 13th, so we're a little panicked making sure that everything functions all right. So we're working out on that. Yes, definitely. And I want everyone to know that Your Time with Josie shirts and hats are now available in the online store above. And also want to give a shout-out to Alan, my web designer, who made the fantastic new banner for Your Time with Josie above. You could check that out. More professional. I like it. And also, super excited, the donate button on the side there. That's always good. That's super exciting. Very, very excited about my upcoming guests, and I have so many new ones, in the above there. Carter Twins coming up on 8/20/2010, Susie Ravik 8/27/2010, Lydia Salnikova on 9/3/2010, 9/10/2010, Corey Jean Olson, and 9/17/2010, I have Ashley Ray. So we have a huge list, and we're always coming up with new guests. So if you guys want, you guys can suggest new guests to me at josie@josieshow.com. So that is super, super exciting, and I will always, always reply. And you could also send me requests at that same page, for autographs. I've got some new awesome autographs for Your Time with Josie that I would be glad to send to anybody, because personally I like doing my little autograph thing. I'm such a dork. But it's super exciting. So let's see what you guys are saying in here. Everyone's just chatting and meeting new people. Super exciting. All right. And everybody, it looks like our guest has arrived. I want you all to please welcome my special guest, talented singer, songwriter, and musician, Danny Flowers. We can get her here. Oh, hello?
Hey.
Hey, Danny, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I am super excited to talk to you.
Well, I'm glad to talk to you guys, too.
Definitely. There's so many amazing fans in the chat room that are super excited to call in and talk
good.
To you. Definitely. Good. You have so many amazing supporters. So first, I'm going to start off the interview. Got some fun questions for you.
Okay, awesome.
So at what age did you start singing?
Oh, my goodness. I've been singing since I can remember. I have videos of me singing when I was 3, so that's usually what I tell people. When I was about 3, I started really singing and saying words that actually made sense.
Absolutely. And I saw that video of you singing when you were, 3 years old. And that was so cute. It was on your MySpace page.
Oh, yeah.
It was adorable. I love it.
Oh, thank you.
I love it. And you were great, too.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. So do you have any musical family growing up?
Oh, yes. My mom had a huge family. Her mom and dad, my granny and granddad, had 10 or 11 kids. I don't know, a lot. They all played and sang. My granny and granddad sang. My mom was in a family band growing up. And then as she got older, they still had a couple bands. Like, my uncle had a band. And,
that is so cool.
Yeah, so they all play and sing something, Everybody's extremely talented.
Definitely. That is so cool.
Yeah.
How did you get started in the music business?
Well, it's actually an extremely strange story, but I love to tell it. I growing up was a huge fan of country music, and I had my favorite artists, like George Strait, Vince Gill, Leanne Womack, and And Leanne was really my favorite female singer. And I joined her fan club when I was like 12. And I got to meet her a couple times, like at her fan club party. And if I ever, you know, if she was ever in my area doing a concert or something, they would be just so nice to me. They would let me come hang out backstage or, you know, whatever.
So cool.
They were just super sweet. And then whenever I moved to Nashville, I got a hold of her old assistant, and we hung out a little bit, and then she got a hold of some of my music, and I guess liked what she heard and wanted me to come write with her and introduce me to, you know, her husband, my producer, my publishing company, my manager, my record label. You know, she just really helped me out a lot, and yeah, that's basically how I got into it.
That is so, so cool. It's all,
yeah.
It always helps to know people.
Oh, yeah, yeah, it definitely does.
Absolutely. So who are your biggest musical influences?
Well, a lot of my influences are members of my family, but outside of mm-hmm. that, Patti Loveless was a huge influence. Leanne Womack, Vince Gill, George Strait, Alan Jackson. And, you know, a lot of my favorite artists are more traditional artists like Merle Haggard and George Jones and
mm-hmm.
Waylon Jennings and Johnny Cash. And, yeah, just a little bit of everything.
Absolutely. All the greats. You've got good
yeah.
taste.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Welcome. I have to really quick just say Ashley Snow is in the chat room, and she's a huge fan.
Oh, Ashley Snow is so cute. I love her.
Definitely. She's in the chat room typing. She's amazing. Love her. And I just had to say that.
Oh, that's so sweet. Tell her thank you.
Definitely. So let's see. Are you currently working on an album?
Yes, I am. We've got a few songs done, and we're going to, you know, start working on it again in the fall and hopefully be done, you know, by January, by next year, and have something
awesome.
To put out. Yeah.
That is so exciting. I'm super excited
yeah.
to hear it because I went on your MySpace page, and there are so many amazing songs, like my favorite, Up and Gone, and
oh,
all the ones
well,
I love
thank
them.
You.
You're welcome. I absolutely love them. So do you write all your own songs?
I write a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Everything on my MySpace is my own. Everything we've recorded so far is mine. But, you know, there are so many good songs out there. It's hard for me to say that I'll probably only do my own songs. I mean, like George Strait, for instance, up until this year, out of all of his number one hits, he hadn't written a single one of them. So, you know, it's hard for me to be opposed to cutting outside songs. And you know, my producer always says if Merle Haggard and Willie Nelson, two of the best songwriters in the world, can cut outside songs, anybody can. So, but so far, yeah, we've only done my stuff, but that's not
that
to say
so
that
cool.
we won't do anything else.
Definitely, that's so cool. And also there was a cover on there, too, and
yes.
that is super cool. A lot of fun.
Oh, that's true. I totally forgot about that.
Yeah, definitely. I was looking through it all. I do want to definitely. So do you have any upcoming performances where fans can see you?
I really don't at this point. I've, you know, since I've signed my deal, I've gotten pretty busy with writing and having meetings and stuff
oh, yeah.
like that. But if I do ever have any performances, I'll post them on my Facebook and my MySpace. So, you know, check that out. And if you ever see something, then everybody should come out. It'll be fun.
Awesome. That would be so much fun. For everybody that doesn't know your social networking sites, can you give us some links?
Yes. My MySpace is myspace.com/DannyFlowersMusic. And then my Twitter is twitter.com/DannyFlowers1, which I like update like a crazy person. I'm obsessed with Twitter. And then I don't know what my Facebook link is. I don't even know if there is. I just know if you search for Danny
yeah.
Flowers, my picture comes up.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Just in the search bar. Perfect.
Yeah.
Definitely. And for easy access, I wrote all of your links in the chat room, so everyone
awesome.
Can visit all of those. So,
sweet.
Awesome. So, is there a place specifically where you would like to perform that you haven't yet?
Oh, there are tons of them. I would love to. Well, obviously the Grand Ole Opry. I think that would be amazing to perform at the Opry House and at the Ryman. I would love to play it. There's a place called, I don't even know what it's called now. It's a big arena in St. Louis. I would love to play there just because, you know, I'm from the St. Louis area. I would love to play my county fair. I don't know why. I just think it would be a fun thing to do.
That would be fun.
But probably the biggest one on my list is the Grand Ole Opry.
Absolutely. And anywhere in Illinois, because I live in Illinois. And so
do you really?
Anytime that you're in there, yeah, definitely. Anytime you're in there, I got to see you live.
Nice. I'm in Illinois right now. I'm at home.
Oh, you are? Seriously?
Yeah. Yep. I'm from southern Illinois.
That is awesome. That is so cool. Yeah. You should stop by.
Where are you from in Illinois? Like northern Illinois?
Yeah. I live in Bartlett, Illinois. Definitely.
Oh, cool.
You should. That'd be awesome.
Oh.
Definitely.
We could have done this interview in person.
I know, right? That's what I'm saying. Awesome. So this is like a really, really funny question. But okay. So where is the most interesting place a fan has ever asked you to sign an autograph?
Well, I haven't gotten a lot of those questions, but probably, you know, the weirdest place was during a Leanne Womack meet and greet. I mean, they were there to see Leanne, and I was there, and he actually brought a couple of CDs that I had. There's a gospel CD called Bluegrass Worship. It's kind of just a various artist type thing, and I did one song on that, and he wrote a couple copies of that and had me sign it, and it was just, I thought it was so funny, because I was like, hey, Leanne, do you have a Sharpie? And she said, what for? And I said, I need to sign an autograph, and she's like, that's amazing.
That is amazing.
So I thought that was kind of strange. I mean, it was awesome, but, you know.
Definitely, it's something you're not expecting, and super cool. Oh, that's awesome. So, okay, another cool question. If you could meet anyone dead or alive, who would it be?
Oh, my gosh, that is a tough question. If I could meet anyone dead or alive.
That is a tough question.
I would really love to meet Waylon Jennings. I would love to have met him.
Oh,
He's just, I don't know, there's just something about him. He's just he seems like such a cool person. He seems like somebody that would just be fun to hang out with, you know, play music with, you know.
Go on tour with.
Let's go with that. Let's say Waylon Jennings.
Absolutely. There you go. So let's see. Do you prefer performing fast or slow songs?
Well, I prefer performing and singing slow songs, and I'm not really sure why. I think it's because, you know, there's more emotion, or I mean, it's hard to find or write up tempo songs with you know, some depth and thought and sort of like an intellectual meaning. I really like slow songs just to, you know, just to be able to milk it and just put it across. And, you know, if it's, you know, the saddest song you've ever heard is going to make me smile just because, you know, there's so much emotion, and I love to do, I think, yeah, probably slow songs.
Definitely, definitely. And so I also saw that you play just, so many instruments, and I think that's amazing. What kind of instruments do you like to play?
Well, I used to play a lot more than I do now. I started taking piano lessons when I was 6 years old. And I took them until I was a junior in high school. So by that, you would think that I was a pretty stinking good piano player, but I'm really not. And then when I was 11, I started taking fiddle lessons from an amazing woman in my hometown.
That is so cool.
I took banjo lessons for a while. I played trombone in the marching band. And I play guitar to write songs on. So.
Definitely. Did you take lessons, or did you self-teach yourself all those instruments?
I took lessons on everything but the guitar. I wanted to learn guitar. My mom played, my brother was taking lessons, and I wanted to learn, and my mom was like, there is no way I'm paying for you to take lessons on another instrument that you're not going to practice, because I didn't want to practice ever. So, you know, she taught me a few chords, and if I wanted to learn a new song, I would say, hey, can you teach me the chords to this? You know, she didn't actually ever give me lessons because, you know, it's hard to teach your child to do something like that. You get impatient, but I was semi-taught by her. I kind of taught myself the rest.
That is so cool. That is so cool, because I used to play tuba and cello at
really?
School.
Really?
Yeah.
I love cello.
Me too. I always used to love the big instruments. I don't know why. My mom's like, you know, the flute is so pretty.
My mom wouldn't let me play the flute.
Oh, my mom.
Because I had two older sisters that played.
Oh,
I had two older sisters that played the flute, so she's like, no flute, no clarinet, because she hated the clarinet, no saxophone, because everybody played the saxophone. You know, my choices basically, when it came down to it, were French horn, trumpet, trombone, and tuba. And I was like, well, I'm not going to play tuba because I'm too little. And I couldn't play the trumpet because I had braces. And I played the French horn for a while, but then my band teacher talked me into playing the trombone.
I
got made fun of for it a lot, but.
Oh, don't worry. I do got to say, though, it was really good exercise hauling that tuba everywhere. I'm sure.
My brother played tuba.
Definitely. I just finally had to get the wheels for it because, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. But there are so many callers that are super excited to talk to you, so I am going to start with a random one here. Holly.
Hi. Dorothy.
Hi.
Hi, Holly.
How are you?
I'm good.
good.
Yeah, I just thought I'd call and say hi.
Well, hey. Good to talk to you.
I'm not too loud. I'm actually at Walmart, so.
Are you?
Yeah. Yep.
We have to
go there.
It's my second home, you know.
Yeah.
Do you have a question for Danny?
Really, I'm just saying hi, and I love when you go to, like, the listening room in Nashville and get to come see
you. I love you come. It makes me so happy.
Oh, and when I brought the sign last time and you signed it, I left it there.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so next time I see you, I think you have to sign another sign or something.
Oh, yeah, that would be awesome. That was so cool when you brought that. I was excited.
It was a lot of fun. I just really love your music and can't wait till you're a big star.
Me neither.
I bet. Buy all your CDs and all that good stuff. So.
Oh, good. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. I'll get off now and let everybody else have a chance to talk to you.
Okay, it was good to talk to you.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Awesome. That's so much fun. I love taking callers. Let's see. Ashley Snow. She called in.
Aw.
All right. Awesome. Ashley, you there?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
You have a question for Danny?
No. I just wanted to kind of tell her hi also, and I love her, and I want to know when she's going to come see me.
Where are you at again?
Kansas City.
Kansas City, that's right. I have a friend that lives in Kansas City.
I know. I told you to come when you come see her.
I know. I'll have to let you know if I ever do. Her husband's in the Air Force, and they just had a baby, and they're so sweet. I need to get over there and say hi to her. So if I ever come over there, I will for sure let you know, I promise.
Okay. Well, I love you, and I hope to talk to you again.
I love you too, honey.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much, Ashley, for calling in.
Thank you.
Bye.
Oh, she has, like, the cutest little voice.
I know. She's so cute. She's just totally, she's a huge fan. She's in the chat room just super excited. That's awesome.
That
I'm glad I got her
happy.
On.
Yeah, me too.
Definitely. This is so much fun. Okay, so, like, let's see here. More questions. What's some good advice that you'd give for someone that's wants to work towards the music business?
Well, one thing that I had to learn once I, you know, finally got into it is you need to work like everything that you want to happen is going to happen tomorrow but at the mm-hmm. same time, you have to be patient because it's probably not going to work that way. You know, also, just no matter what anybody tells you, don't do anything you don't want to do. Just be yourself, kind of music you want to make, because those are the people that get ahead and those are the people that stay around for a really long time. You know, everybody thinks you have to make music for a certain group of people, and you really don't. If you just make music that you love, that's going to resonate, and people are going to, you know, they're going to believe you, first of all, and that makes them want to buy their music because, I mean, 9 times out of 10 songwriters think, oh, well, we have to write a song that's going to be relatable to everybody. And you think a lot of times that what you're going through isn't going to be relatable to anybody else, but, you know, most of the time it is. And, yeah, so definitely just be yourself, be patient, and, you know, work super, super hard. It does take a lot of work, but, I mean, if you love it enough, it doesn't feel like work at all.
Yeah, definitely. It just it feels like you're doing something that you love, and
it does.
Yeah,
I mean,
amazing.
I have my producer calls me in his office all the time, and he's like, "Hey, I just want to let you know I'm really proud. You're working really hard," and I'm like, "Okay, cool, but I really don't feel like I am. You know, I feel like I could be working a little bit harder if I wanted to."
Definitely, definitely. But you're great at it, and we love what you put out there. And are super, 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 super excited to see what comes next.
Yeah, well, good. I'm glad that you guys are interested. It's strange to me that people are interested in what I'm doing, but I'm super grateful.
Absolutely. We're very, very excited. So another fun question. First let's go to the chat room here. We got some questions here.
Okay.
Taylor Christie from the chat room asks, how old were you when you first started singing, Danny? Oh, question ready, answered.
Oh, yeah. I was super, you know, I was little bitty. Probably, I always tell everybody 3, like I said, just because that's what I have videos of that. I remember it, but I have videos of me singing when I was 3, so that's what I usually go with.
Absolutely.
Is that me
doing that?
Yeah,
I don't know.
It is.
I don't know. It's okay.
Sorry about that.
No problem. That's what we get for over phones. We always have technical difficulties. Totally cool. And so let's see here. What is your most prized possession?
Oh my gosh.
that's
probably the hardest question I've ever gotten asked in my life. Does it have to be a physical thing? I mean, my most prized possession is probably just, like, I don't know, my family. I love my family, my mom and my brothers and sisters. You know, just
my
music, you know, I have a lot of them. I'm a lucky girl.
Absolutely. Oh, and that brings me to my next question. What songs do you have on your iPod? Like, if someone would have taking your iPod, what would they find on there?
Oh, dear. You know, there's a little bit of everything. I have as much, like, bad music on my iPod as I do on my good music. It's mostly country. I mean, there's a lot of George Strait, Vince Gill, Leanne Womack, George Jones, Willie Nelson, Ray Price.
Definitely.
Gosh, there's Patti Loveless, Miranda Lambert, Brad Paisley. There's a bunch of stuff on there.
Definitely. And, like, what other, do you like any other kind of genres, or is country, like, your main?
Well, country's definitely my main thing, you know. Until I was in, like, fourth grade, I didn't even know anything else existed. But I'd be lying if I said I didn't listen to it a little bit. But I just love good music. Like, I love Elton John. I think he's super talented. I love Leona Lewis, I think is amazing. I like to listen to ABBA. It's kind of my guilty pleasure.
You can always have one of those.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. So there's some good questions in the chat room. Have you started working on your album cover?
No, that I have not done yet. I think that's probably the last thing that happens, you know. I think we turn the album in and then we take pictures and
definitely.
and then work on that. Hopefully, that'll be fun, though. I'm excited about that.
That would be very fun. And then also creating, like, music videos. That would be a lot of fun, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I can't wait to do that, either.
That is so exciting. That is super cool. Definitely.
Yeah.
So I'm going to ask you some fun questions just to get to know you a little bit better.
Okay, sure.
So do you have any embarrassing backstage moments you could tell us about when you're performing?
I'm sure I probably do. you know, one of the most embarrassing things is when you forget lyrics, especially when it's to a song that you wrote. I was on stage one time and I was playing fiddle, and my dress got caught in the tuners on the fiddle, and I just about lifted my dress up over my head. That was a major wardrobe malfunction.
That's not your fault. That's the wardrobe malfunction.
Yeah, it's usually just stuff like that. My mom's like, you need to practice walking in your heels because you're going to fall one of these days, and I probably totally will. I don't doubt that's going to happen in my future.
definitely. But that totally happens. I could see that.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. Let's see here. So what do you like to do for fun?
This is always a hard question, too, and you wouldn't think it would be, but my life pretty much revolves around music. I mean, I like to go to the movies. I like to watch movies. I get a lot of inspiration from movies. I like to buy home stuff, like decorating things.
Ooh, you're a decorator. That's awesome.
But pretty much, even when I'm not working, I'm at home, like, playing songs on the guitar or downloading music or, you know, watching interviews with my favorite stars on YouTube or whatever. I'm, you know,
absolutely.
Kind of like to do music stuff in my free time, too, so.
Definitely. Nothing wrong with that, because everyone has to have something that they love. And music is yours. Definitely,
yes.
Absolutely. what was your favorite movie of 2010 that you've seen?
Oh, Toy Story 3. Gosh, that was so good. Did you see that?
I haven't seen it yet. I so wanted to.
Yeah, it's just weird because, like, you know, I was tiny when that movie came out, so I've kind of grown up with the series, you know, and Andy goes off to college, and I was just, like, boo-hooing the whole time. It was so good.
Oh, my gosh. I so want to see that. And also, I've seen that new Shrek movie. Did you see that one?
That one's really good. No, I would like to see that, too.
Yeah, you definitely have to watch it in 3D. It adds the full
effect. Yeah?
Okay. Absolutely. Things popping out at you.
I'll do that.
Definitely. So what is the best gift you have ever received?
Wow.
These are very fun questions.
Probably most of my favorite gifts would be my musical instruments that my mom, you know, has bought for me over the years. Like, when I was 11, I got a fiddle for Christmas, and the next year I got another fiddle because the first fiddle I got was hot pink, and I would play at church and stuff, and I'm like, this is totally inappropriate. So I got, you know, just a plain fiddle. I got a banjo one time, guitar. Yeah, those are pretty much, you know, the best
those
gifts I've ever gotten.
Definitely. Well, now everybody knows what they can get you for your birthday. That'll make you happy.
Yeah, you know, just buy me a guitar
definitely.
Or something.
Exactly. Just a little guitar. No biggie.
No
pressure.
Big deal.
So let's see here. What is your favorite vacation spot?
You know, that's a tough one, too, because before I moved to Nashville, I used to go to Nashville for vacations. So, there's a place in Arkansas called Mountain View, and it sounds really strange, but it's just the sweetest little place. It's a tiny town, and it's kind of based around folk music, but if you go there, there's like a courthouse square that, like, during the summer, there will be, you know, just random people playing on the square, jam sessions, you know, there's like a bluegrass jam session, country, old country, gospel, like southern rock. It's
that is so cool.
It's the coolest thing ever, and I haven't been in a while, but I think that would be my favorite vacation spot. Usually when I go on vacation, I'm just ready to be back in Nashville after a couple of days.
Definitely. My family and I went to Nashville just one time, and it was amazing. So many nice people and country music everywhere, which I absolutely love because I'm a country maniac. Definitely.
Me too.
Absolutely. Another fun question. What is your favorite food?
Wow. Usually I would say that my favorite food is like ham. If my best friend were hearing this, she would be laughing so hard. Ham and cheesy potatoes. My mom makes these cheesy potatoes.
Ooh,
they're so good. And I don't know why, but just the two things together. I love to eat, this is kind of like a family thing, I think, because everybody thinks it's weird, but like macaroni in tomato juice.
Ooh,
is like
never tried
one of my
before.
Favorite meals. I know people think it's strange, but it's really good.
You have to try that, though. I mean, if you say so.
Yeah. I mean, it really is. And I love soup.
Awesome.
I've kind of been obsessed with soup lately, all kinds.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Me too. I like chicken noodle.
Yeah, me too. Just, you know, plain old good stuff.
Exactly. This is a very fun interview, I must say.
I know. I'm loving it.
Definitely. Great way to end a weekday. Absolutely. So let's see. Do you have any pets?
I do. I have one little pet, and she's sleeping right beside me right now.
Cute.
Hi. Her name's Tinsel, and she's a Yorkie, and she's looking at me like she wants me to quit talking because she's trying to sleep. She's
how
so
cute.
Sweet.
How cute. I got a little dachshund of my own.
Aw, cute.
Definitely. Dog person.
Yes.
Definitely. Let's see. Do you like to cook? Question from Jen.
You know, I don't do it often, but I do like to cook. I like to bake. Like cupcakes and cakes and cookies and stuff. But I do like to cook. I don't do it a lot because usually whenever I cook, I don't want to eat what I just made, you know? I don't know what it is. But like once you've put energy into making it, you don't want to eat. And I live by myself, so, you know, it's kind of pointless to cook for one person. But, yeah, I do like to cook.
That's true. It's always like a little fun little thing.
Yeah.
Definitely. So let's see. Fun question in the chat room. Do you like to? Are you able to pick out your own clothes, or do you have a wardrobe for you already?
Oh no, that would be awesome though. No, I pick out
cool.
my own clothes, which is probably why I look like a hot mess most of the time. But
you look great.
Yeah, no, I pick out my own clothes. Most of my wardrobe consists of dresses though. They're so easy to just put on. You don't have to worry about pants and a shirt, and it's just like dress and shoes, you know. So
definitely.
I have a big rack of dresses of all sorts in my closet.
Absolutely. And I also want to mention that, let's see here, trying to find more questions here. Do you have any thoughts about your new album cover or how you would like it to look?
Yes, I do, actually. I think we know what the album's going to be called, which I probably shouldn't say because I can't tell you what it is, but it's a really cool title, and it just opens up the door for so many cute pictures and, you know, really cute music video, and I have a lot of thoughts. It's going to be just really fun and colorful and just a lot of different kinds of pictures. And you know, one thing I've always wanted to do, if we don't end up calling the album what I think we are, is mm-hmm. I've always wanted to go back and get like old pictures of Tammy Wynette and Dolly Parton and Loretta Lynn and just kind of replicate them, you know?
Yeah.
Like have somebody dress me to look just like this picture and then just kind of copy it. I think that would be
that
so
would be,
much fun.
That would be really cool. That would be
so that's an idea too.
Definitely. And I bet fans can give you some ideas too, because they always have the really good questions.
Oh,
that
you can even think
about, you know, sometimes.
Exactly.
Definitely. So let's see. Fans in the chat room are asking, I don't know if you'd be up to it, but can you sing us a little something? I don't know.
I can try. I just woke up, so it's not ready. Dang it, I keep doing that.
No problem. Like,
ask them what they want to hear, and I'll sing a chorus of something.
Let's see. What do you guys want to hear? Stop it now. Let's see here. How about Up and Gone? The chorus, maybe?
Yeah, if I can remember how it goes. It's one of these things where I'm going to totally forget the lyrics. But yeah. Hold on,
don't worry.
And I'll
We're all friends here.
Keep in mind, I just woke up.
Definitely.
I had to drive up to Illinois today, so I was sleepy and I've been taking a nap.
Oh, really? Then it's no problem. Totally.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
It's not very often that people ask me to sing, so I feel like I should have. Okay, Up and Gone. I've been down that road a thousand times, right up to that Fayette County line. But this time there won't be no turning around. I've got dreams too big for this small town, and life's too short to just settle down. So I'm up and gone. Yeah, I'm up and gone. Ta-da!
Okay, this is
That's hilarious.
That was great. And my mom just screamed in the background. that was so great. And it didn't even sound like you woke up. I mean, for singing on the phone, I think that was amazing. Everyone loved it.
Thank you.
Everyone in the chat room is super excited. Thank you so much for calling in. We got a wrap, but it was amazing talking
to you. Well, thank you so much for talking to me. I had a fun time.
It was an honor. I absolutely think you're amazing. I'm a huge fan and very excited to see what's next for you, and I wish you so much luck.
Well, thank you so much. You too, with your radio show.
Thank you so much. Definitely.
No
you can
problem.
Come back anytime. I had so much
okay,
fun.
Okay, I would love to come back anytime.
Awesome. Talk soon.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Oh, awesome. Thank you guys so much for coming. But now we have a game time. So what we're going to do is my manager, my mother, is going to pick a lucky person in the chat room that'll win either. You can have a choice. You could either have the autograph for Your Time with Josie, a T-shirt, or a baseball cap. So definitely, and you could just let me know at josie@josieshow.com, and I'll type that in the chat room too. So here we go.
Winner's choice again. Awesome. Love winner's choice. All right, so I've put all of your names into hat. And I'm going to go ahead and pick a super-duper winner for tonight's show. It's another fantastic show. Wow, Dani is absolutely amazing. I could listen to her all day. All right, I have a slip with a winner's name on it. Here we go. And our winner is Ashley Snow. Ashley Snow, you're the winner tonight. Congratulations. Hang on, and Josie will tell you how you can redeem your prize. Hold on.
Oh, congratulations, Ashley, and thank you guys all for coming to the show. And before we wrap, though, Taylor in the chat room wanted to talk to me, so really quick, we'll put her on because I would absolutely love to talk to people who tune in to the show. Super exciting. But before, Ashley Snow, you can give me your email where I could send your prize. josie@josieshow.com, and just pick what prize you want. So I posted it in the chat room, and Taylor Christie, you can call in now. All righty. So let's see here. All right, here we go. Taylor Christie. Hello, Taylor? Taylor? Oh, what happened? Oh, it just exited out. Ooh, what happened here? Manager! All right. Hello?
Hey.
Hey, Taylor, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am doing great. Thank you so much for tuning in. How did you like the show today?
I loved it.
Awesome, awesome. Isn't Dani just so amazing? I love her.
Me
She's
too.
She's so talented. She's so talented, and she even sang for us a little bit, which was amazing, and she sounded great. No matter what she said, she sounded very, very amazing. Thanks so much for calling in. I really, really, really wanted to talk to you because you were super excited. What's going on? You had something to tell me? Got a question?
I was just going to say hey and ask how you were.
I am fantabulous. What are you doing? What are you going to do for the weekend?
I don't know. I think just spending time with the family.
Definitely. That is always amazing, and I hope you have a great, great, great weekend. What state are you from?
I'm from Georgia.
Georgia. I could tell. I love your accent. I love the accent.
And
definitely.
You know, I'm the Taylor that won the, I think not last Friday, I'm the one who had the address of 5030.
Oh, yes, yes, definitely. I totally remember. I think I gave you the autograph. I believe so.
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah. I remembered. Oh, yeah. One score for Josie. Yeah. So you got it already, right? Did it email?
Yes.
Did it go to you perfectly?
Yes. Yes.
Awesome. Awesome. How did it look? Did it get delivered okay?
Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. So, so cool. And I just want to thank you so much for all the support and everybody else in the chat room. Thank you guys so, so much for all your support. And Taylor, thank you so much. And I'll talk to you on Twitter and Facebook.
Yep.
Sound
okay.
good? Awesome. Thank you for calling in.
You're welcome.
Awesome. Talk to you soon. Thank
okay.
you. Bye. Awesome, awesome. Thanks, guys, so much. Thank you guys so, so, so much. I can't say it enough. I already told you guys the upcoming guests earlier in the show. So I hope you guys have a fantabulous weekend. Watch tons of movies and enjoy. And also I want to mention, look forward to some great new upcoming features with amazing guests coming up. We're going to add more games and more exciting new stuff to make things like a party around here. With some more sound effects, some new smiley faces, thanks to Alan, and then a few little tweaks here and there. So I will talk to you guys soon on Twitter and Facebook, Josie1995. You guys know me. Awesome. Talk to you guys soon. Thank you.